You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Denise Camastro on the line, and she's co-founder over at Command Your Crown. Denise, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Adam. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. I talked to one of your other co-founders, and I have another one coming up. So out of the three co-founders, this is going to be good. I'm excited to get your perspective on everything because it's going to be good. So let's just kick it off. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over at Command Your Crown, please.
Absolutely. Well, Command Your Crown is a lifestyle wellness program, and what we do is coach women over 40 to look and feel fabulous. We help them attain their ideal goal weight, improve their health, and command the life that they desire.
How did you kind of come up with this concept in the business?
Well, it's three of us that co-founded the Command Your Crown. We're all reaching middle age, and we decided that we needed to change our lives first. And we were struggling with weight and hormones and relationships and jobs. And we just said, we need to pull our act together and come up with a concept to help other women overcome the obstacles that we were facing.
And what kind of response have you gotten from the community?
You know, we've gotten overwhelming response. We have been coaching over this past year women from coast to coast. I mean, we had girls on the East Coast, down on the West Coast, and everywhere in between, stepping up and saying, you know what, I can shed a few more pounds. I need to get motivated. I need to change my mindset. I want to change my lifestyle. I want to get healthy. I want to eat right. And I need a community and support to get through it. So it has been the most rewarding part, besides doing it for myself, is to see and be able to do it for others.
Man, that's awesome. And I think this is a great transition. So let's get into today's topic. So food, it is the best medicine. Where do you want to start with that one?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, I'm Italian, and I love to eat. I'm from the East Coast, and everything was about food. We wake up about food. We celebrate with food. We get depressed with food. Everything's about food, and nothing's worse than never having a weight problem and staying active as a child to become an adult and go to your doctor and have your doctor say, Denise, you need to lose weight. And my first response was, doctor, you need to find yourself a new patient. But in all seriousness, I said, my goodness, I can't believe I'm hearing these words. I thought I looked good. My friends say I look good. And it didn't hit me how much my weight was affecting my health. And I was walking on a fine line of diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol. And my doctors are like, listen, it might have been fun and games, but in your past, but at this point, you need to start doing something about it. And before I would take a pill, I said to my doctor, give me an opportunity to change the way I eat, because I know if I remove certain things from my diet, that I can get rid of the diabetes attack, I can get rid of the high blood pressure and the cholesterol. And so part of the 4 weeks to Fabulous is to teach people how to eat for their health. And I am so far from being a diabetic now. My fasting glucose numbers are so incredibly low. My blood work looks like I'm 25, even though I'm over 50. And so food is the best medicine. You can totally change your health by changing your diet.
Talk a little bit more about the food side of things in terms of your program and how you're helping people and how you're coaching them, because I don't want to assume that that everybody listening knows the correct way to eat.
I know. You know what? I'm a nurse. My background is nursing. And even or not, we were all taught that food paragraph, the pyramid when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you search about that pyramid, you'll find out that it was never really created by a nutritionist. More, I think it was back created by attorneys. But needless to say, so many of us really do not know the way to eat. We say eat our fruits and vegetables, etc. But society has taught us to supersize and to be convenient and to eat so many of the wrong things, especially the processed foods. We have made everything so convenient and not necessarily healthy. So what we do is we pull together a food plan for you, and we give you a shopping list, and we direct you towards the foods that you should be eating and the foods you should be avoiding and how best to consume those foods and prepare them so that you retain all the health benefits of eating those foods.
Where do you think, I mean, because you've worked with a lot of, you've coached a lot of people already, and I think you'd agree that we don't inherently want to eat bad, we don't inherently want to make these choices, but, you know, maybe it's habit, maybe it's something, I don't know what it is, but where do you think a lot of people go wrong in kind of sticking on the path of working on a coaching system or a plan like this, or even a food plan? Like, what do you think kind of keeps people back from doing that?
I think the biggest challenge when it comes to changing your habits and changing the way you eat is what you grew up with and what you know.
Mm.
A hamburger is a hamburger, but when you make it a McDonald's burger, or you make it a fast food burger, or you grill it with grease and on it, it's just what we know and our taste buds are used to. I mean, I've come from an Italian family. We were all pasta and bread. You know, the only green in our house was the Christmas tree. I mean, we truly did not eat vegetables. Who has time for vegetables when you're having lasagna and baked ziti? You know,
You're making me hungry, Denise.
I know. And then we top it up with some cannolis, and, you know, we're best to have that full body. But it's amazing how once you get away from it and you start replacing it, I crave little mini peppers now. I never ate a raw mini pepper before. Now I can't wait to have one. So it's what we're embedded and what we know, and then it's taking that and replacing it one item at a time. Get rid of the things that we know have bad effects on our bodies, and then start replacing it with good alternatives and figuring how to make those good alternatives taste delicious. And that's the key, you know, is eating healthy and wanting it and craving it, so that when you wake up in the morning, you don't say, oh, my God, I can't wait for that big bowl of pasta. You wake up and say, I can't wait for my stir-fried veggies with quinoa, which that was like a foreign term to me, quinoa. I couldn't spell it. I couldn't pronounce it. I see it on the menu and I go, you know, is this a foreign language? And now it's like one of my favorite things to go to.
Wow. And, man, it makes so much sense. And I think about it and I'm like, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how that works in my, so my dad's from Puerto Rico and I'm like, guess what? Puerto Ricans don't have a single healthy dish. I swear. I can't think of a single thing my grandmother cooked growing up, that I could eat now if I want to be okay. I'm like, man, some of us have just had the luck of the draw on the background, on the ethnic background of foods we can eat, because I don't know a Puerto Rican dish that's healthy.
I know, and you know what? And if our life expectancy was like our grandparents in the 60s, so what? Let's eat that way until we die in our 60s. That's when everybody else is going. But now they're keeping us alive until we're 90, 100.
Yeah.
Well, my goodness, we can't eat like that.
And we're not working like them either, so we don't have the physical lifestyle. Like, we're not on farms, or we're not on, like, we're not, like, building buildings or skyscrapers or working, like, you know, in steel. Like, we're not doing that kind of work. So we just don't have – now we're sitting at a desk. You can't eat the way somebody, a steel worker, eats if you're sitting at your desk all day. It's not going to work good for your heart.
You're absolutely right. We're going to have the thinnest – fingers in society, because our fingers are the only things that are moving. I know. And that's why the 4M method and us talking about motivation, mindset, meals, movement is so incredibly critical because so many people have gotten away from physical work and are doing much more electronic technology type of work. And so we have to motivate ourselves to get up and move. And so that's part of the program as well. But
that's
because
awesome.
I'm the Italian and I love to eat, we're talking about food today.
Fantastic. Well, Denise, that being said, so it's been great having you on the show. If somebody's listening to this and they want more information on Command Your Crown, what's the best way for them to follow up and to connect?
Well, you know, we have a wonderful website that explains our program at commandyourcrown.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram as Command Your Crown. So there's a lot of information they can get from those. They can send us an email at info@commandyourcrown.com, and we could answer any of their questions individually.
Fantastic. Well, Denise, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and also food being the best medicine and all the great work you're doing over at Command Your Crown. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the comment section. I'd love to know what kind of projects and things you're working on. And Denise, thanks again for coming on the show.